Well, it's amazing that anybody wanted to venture out and do some shopping the past few days with all that rain and sleet and yuck out there. But shop they did on Black Friday and even on Thanksgiving Day itself. In the future, the tide may be shifting as some high-profile retailers decide to sit out Black Friday. Maybe it was an act of conscience. Maybe it was a strategic decision. But in any case, it tells us all something about how the consumer mind works. Today, we're talking with a couple of professors from KU's Business School who know a thing or two about marketing and consumer behavior. Joining us are Jessica Lee. And Jessica, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you.
Hi, thank you very much.
Noelle Nelson's also with us. Noelle, good morning to you.
Hi, nice to be here.
And both are joining us this morning from the studios of Kansas Public Radio over in Lawrence. Noelle, holiday retailing appears to be changing, you know, based on what just happened the past few days. Black Friday isn't the big deal it was even a few years ago. What's happening out there?
Well, it is still one of the major days for retailers, but it the sales year by year are starting to go down a little bit. And I think what's happened is they've built Black Friday around the idea that it's the one day, the most urgent day of the year that you can get the very best deals. And then what they did was try to beat out competitors by starting it a little bit more early, a little bit more early. And by doing that, they've actually taken away some of the urgency. And what the consumer feels then is, well, I guess Black Friday isn't the one day of the year that I need to do all of my shopping, because they're getting the signal that they're spreading it out. So Black Friday doesn't have quite the impact that it did several years ago.
I was going to say, Noelle, numbers I'm looking at here show that retail store sales on Black Friday fell to $10.4 billion. That was down from $11.6 billion just a year ago. Again, how surprised are you by that?
Not at all, actually. And I think retailers probably aren't that surprised either. A lot of what they're doing, you know, they're making decisions about they have to still compete in this space, but they know that by doing that, they saw what happened last year. Sales were down last year. And I'm sure that they were figuring that's probably going to happen again, because what we're doing is taking away from that one day, and we're spreading it out. So that one day isn't going to have as many sales.
So Jessica Lee, not only are sales, were sales down on Black Friday, but some stores are moving completely in the opposite direction. Some are not even opening on Friday at all for Black Friday. REI, the outdoor store, famously stayed shut this year. What's up with that?
Well, like you said before, it could be a strategic move. By doing that, REI is getting a lot of attention. It's probably one of the most famous stores to have completely moved away from Black Friday.
And here's Jessica Lee, Steve Kraske. We're talking about it here today, right? That's your point.
Right, exactly. And people bring it up all the time. Hey, did you hear about REI? They're not even open on Friday. And so they're getting a lot of free attention, free marketing through word of mouth by doing that. Now, I'm not saying that it was a completely strategic decision on their part. It could be that they really just do care about their employees and want their employees to have a good break. But it's hard to determine what their motive was at that point.
That's interesting. Do you think they're going to wind up losing money for the season? Or if it's a marketing initiative here, does all that even matter?
Well, that remains to be seen.
Yeah.
I don't think that they were such a huge player even before on Black Friday that closing on that day is going to make a huge difference for that retailer. I mean, they're not Walmart or Target. They don't rely on that day for their sales. So for them specifically, I don't think it'll be a huge deal, a huge loss. But like I said, that probably remains to be seen.
Noelle, what do we know about why people venture out on Black Friday? I mean, it's a day off of work for a lot of people before the holidays, so people have time to shop. So maybe it's a matter of necessity for some. But maybe for others, it's become something of a tradition. Or what do we know about why shoppers are out there on Black Friday?
Yeah, it may have started as mostly about the deals. Stores decided that this can be it's a really good point to mark the beginning of the shopping season because people are off. It's right after Thanksgiving, so you don't get any of the pushback about, oh, you're advertising during other holidays, and that's a terrible thing. So it was a good starting point. What it's become is more of an experience for a lot of people. A lot of people are with their families on those days. Groups will make it a tradition that they go Black Friday shopping after Thanksgiving with their mothers or grandmothers or their children every year. And it's becoming more about the tradition of what they do. When I was a kid in rural South Dakota, people would go to the nearest large-ish town and stay overnight in a hotel. And that was kind of all part of the experience for these three generations.
That's really interesting. And so, Jessica, people go out and they're elbowing each other at the Walmart store at 6 a.m. Do we have any sense of why people are and why they respond personally to a Black Friday sale?
Well, there's been a lot of research on persuasion and consumer behavior and the kind of messages that people respond to. Black Friday really takes advantage of several of these. The first one is the principle of scarcity. People want things that are rare, that are unique. And Black Friday puts out these advertisements that say limited in quantity. Sometimes they say we only have 10 or 100 available, but other times they just say these are limited and you better get them while you can. So the number or the quantity of products is one way to draw in consumers, but also just the amount of time. That's also a source of scarcity. People know that after a certain amount of time, these deals are not going to be around. I agree with my colleague Noelle that once stores start pushing that and create more of a sense of, or less of a sense of scarcity, then it's going to be actually more problematic for these stores because people aren't going to feel the sense of urgency. So scarcity is one reason. And then we also have the principle of social proof or popularity, which is people tend to do things or want things that other people want. When you see crowds gathering around this one popular item, that actually makes people desire that item even more. So before, if you were on your own, you might not think that you needed this item. You have time to really reflect on whether you want to spend the money. But once you see everyone else really desiring it and you have this opportunity to get it, then all of a sudden it becomes that much more desirable to you.
That's really interesting. So, Jessica, there's this feeling then, it sounds like there's a middle school feeling that there's a fear of missing out. Maybe that's the way to put it. You don't want to be where everybody else is. That's just amazing to me.
Yes, for sure. And you get that more with brick-and-mortar stores, although online shopping has become much more of a bigger deal over the years. And you actually get better deals if you shop online because of the websites that offer rebates and incentives to shop. So
let me get our listeners involved here. Were you out shopping on Black Friday this year? If so, what was different about it? How about Thanksgiving Day, where are you more of a Cyber Monday type of shopper? Have you already finished your shopping? We want to hear from you. Let our consumer behavior and marketing scholars make sense of the choices that we make. Call us 816-235-2888 or tweet us at KCUR up to date. Well, I guess the big question this begins to raise in my mind, Noelle, is this idea of whether online shopping is on any kind of pace to replace brick and mortar stores, 20 years down the road or so. What's your crystal ball showing you right now?
That's difficult to say. I mean, 20 years ago, that's what we thought was going to happen. And it hasn't happened to the extent that we predicted. People still like to have the sensory experience of being in a store, especially for certain kinds of goods. People vary, but there are still groups of people that cannot buy clothing online because feeling it is really important to them. That tactile experience is so important that they can't buy things online. And online stores try to overcome that with free shipping, free returns. But for a lot of people who have grown up shopping in brick and mortar, they're just not going to make that conversion as easily. What will be interesting to see is if the younger generations do make the conversion and shop exclusively online. Even then, though, shopping is an experience that some people enjoy. And millennials, as we know, are very geared toward having experiences. And so I don't even know if they are going to completely go to online. What seems to happen more often which brick and mortar stores do not like, is that people will go into the store, check the item out, and then look online for the best deal and then end up purchasing it online. So that's kind of one of the conflicts between online and in the store as well.
What do we know, Jessica, about millennials when it comes to how much they like to go to brick and mortar stores as opposed to shopping online? What do we know about that?
Well, we know that they're very plugged in and they do a lot of things online. Now, they do also go to brick and mortar stores, partly maybe for the experience of it, but they are the generation that is more likely to use apps or use scanning technology on their phones to see whether that exact item is cheaper somewhere else online. So they're not averse to doing that sort of behavior at all.
I mean, we do know from national sales figures that are already out that online shopping actually increased this year on Thursday and Friday. Jessica, is that surprising to you at all?
No, it's not surprising to me, especially with the kind of weather that we have here in Kansas. Why not shop from the comfort of your living room or your bedroom? And there are these great websites like Ebates.com, which you get more deals on top of the deals that are being offered by retailers. And I just mentioned Ebates because it seems to be one of the more popular ones, but there are a lot of websites like that out there. Hmm. So you can even get better deals if you want to shop online than typically if you go to a brick and mortar store.
Well, let's go to some actual listeners who've been out in the trenches on Black Friday, Thanksgiving Day, doing some shopping and find out what their experiences were like. Dale from Lee's Summit. Dale, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Good morning. Aren't you glad it's not 29 degrees today?
Boy, we've been really lucky, Dale. I just was telling a friend that this morning. 3 or 4 degrees difference the last few days would have made our whole city an ice rink, I think.
It really would. Well, hey, I wanted to share my family's shopping strategy this year, I guess. We typically don't participate in Black Friday just because the crowds in the past have been really crazy. But this year, my two daughters who are home from college, they wanted to use Friday just to go out and replenish their clothing, you know, for college, get some things that they needed, a new winter coat, that type of thing. And so they did. And we also found that, and I went with them, I drove my wife and my two daughters, but what we found was that the traffic in the brick and mortar stores was way down from what we had noticed in previous years and what we'd seen on television. And then I also, I have an app on my phone. If I see something in a store, whether it's Christmas shopping or not, I can use the app to see how much it is on Amazon or other online retailers, and that's been very helpful. So for us, it wasn't really Christmas shopping. It was just looking for some deals for things we need. Like, I need some running shoes, so I was out looking for running shoes.
Yeah. Dale, the smaller crowds, there's some disappointment attached to that idea with members of your family who maybe missed the big crowds?
Not so much. I think there maybe was some relief. I know we've been out before, and my wife and I participated in the past in Black Friday, but that was when our kids were younger and we were out looking for the toys and that type of thing. But this year, you know, I stopped in Walmart on Black Friday in the early afternoon, and it was less traffic than a normal day.
Wow. Wow. That's
interesting. That surprised me. Yeah.
Dale, I'm glad you called. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Noelle, I wonder what you think about this email we got. I was told this listener writes that a lot of people buy up and take advantage of the sales because then they go online and resell the stuff at a profit later on.
Yeah, that can happen, especially for kind of the exclusive, especially the toys, it seems like, that people got a really good deal. I remember last year, the Anna and Elsa Frozen dolls that were life-size were resold online for hundreds of dollars when in the store they were under $100. So things like that can happen on the really limited and, as Jessica mentioned, the scarce goods. What I think is interesting about what the caller was mentioning is that a lot of people are buying things for themselves on this weekend, on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Because I used to think, why are they advertising TVs? Who's buying TVs for their friends for Christmas. Mm-hmm. Well, nobody is. They're buying them for themselves. So that's another kind of trend that people have started on in Black Friday is buying the gifts for yourself, gifting yourself. And stores are even advertising that way as well.
Oh, that's really interesting. Back to some calls here. Let's go to Sue from Brookside. Sue, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Hi, I'm probably one of those odd people, but I've always avoided Black Friday. I used to host dinners when I was working and for Thanksgiving, and I'd be so tired I would not want to get up at that early in the morning. I want the day to relax and to sleep, and I really do not like the stores making their people work on Thanksgiving, so I would totally avoid that and sometime avoid those stores. And that's my comment.
Yeah, Sue, thank you for calling. I appreciate it. Let's go to Steve from Miriam. Steve, you're on Up to Date. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. I saw a news report on local network TV over the weekend, and it was about how manufacturers are doing special production runs of items specifically to sell for Black Friday. And what they're doing is they're doing lower spec or less spec, lower quality, maybe less warranty. They're doing things to cut corners just so they can offer it at a lower price. And then my comment on this is it's kind of flooding the market with junk, and if you're worried about consumerism and what goes into our landfill, this stuff is most likely going to end up in a landfill way before anything else because it is lesser quality. And I just kind of think it amounts to environmental terrorism just for a quick buck.
Oh, that's interesting. Jessica, you want to respond to that?
Sure. Yeah, we've known about these derivatives or products that are manufactured just for Black Friday for a while. I bought a TV last year that was a derivative, and it's been working fine so far. I'm not sure about the quality. But what they are is brands will come up with products that are a little bit cheaper. Now, they have to cut corners from somewhere, whether it's slightly cheaper parts or how the product is put together. But there's little data so far on exactly how poor quality these products are. Huh. And it's... I think it's fair to assume that the derivative is going to be slightly less well-made or lower quality than your typical product. But I also don't know that we can say right now that these products are going to break down immediately or that it's going to increase the rate at which people get rid of old products to purchase new ones. We just don't have those data yet.
Well, Sarah on Twitter writes this, absolutely, Cyber Monday. I knocked out my whole list with those deals this past weekend and today. You know, I was wondering, Noelle, this notion of Cyber Monday, Shop Local Saturday, how do these new days arise? Who starts those things and how do they get going?
From memory, and I might be wrong about this, I think Small Business Saturday was an American Express push because American Express has historically been all about small businesses, but I can't remember that for sure. As for Cyber Monday, I'm sure that was online stores, you know, who knows which one of them came up with that idea, deciding that they need a day too. Brick and mortar stores get their Black Friday, so they need Cyber Monday. And that was kind of when we made a distinction between brick and mortar and online shopping. And anymore, most stores that have brick and mortar, you see kind of the same thing in the store that you see online. There's not a whole lot of circumstances in which they'll offer different prices online and in the store. Some stores will still do that, or some companies will still do that. Mm-hmm. But we've kind of integrated those in our mind. So I don't know that people separate those days as much, and certainly the marketers are not separating them. They're offering the online deals on Black Friday, too, this year.
Then tomorrow is Giving Tuesday, the day after Cyber Monday, and I'm wondering, this is sort of seen as an anecdote to all that consumerism out there. Does it work, Jessica? Do you have any feel for that? Will Giving Tuesday be a deal tomorrow?
Well, we do know from research that when people feel guilty, they're more likely to engage in reparative behaviors and compensatory behaviors. So to the extent to which people shopped a lot for themselves over Black Friday, as they are wont to do, then it's possible that on Tuesday they're more likely to respond to requests, to donations for one, but also to perhaps think about others in their lives who are less fortunate. and be more willing to give. So from our research, at least when the sense of guilt is activated, then people are more likely to engage in those sorts of behaviors.
So I've got to ask, when did you two do your shopping, or when do you do it? Jessica?
Oh, I did a lot of shopping.
In person or online?
Both.
Both.
I actually was up late for some Amazon deals last night, and they have some great deals. So I did quite a bit of shopping, and I think it's interesting that Noel said some products you do want to go to the store. I was buying furniture, and I didn't want to purchase something online that wasn't comfortable.
Yeah.
So I went to the store for those items.
Noel, what did you do?
Yeah, I was staying in rural Minnesota during Black Friday, and so I did go to see what was going on, but we didn't really buy much. I wanted to do a little bit of shopping today, but I'm really trying to restrain myself.
So yeah, trying to
we'll
hold
see
back.
How well that goes.
Well, I want to thank Jessica Lee and Noel Nelson, both from KU's Business School, for taking some time with us today. You guys were great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.